This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Research shows happiness follows a U-shape throughout life, with higher levels in youth that drop until about age 50, then rise again into old age. Studies also indicate strong connections to others, creativity, and the ability to form new friendships are all linked to higher rates of happiness after age 65. University of Washington Assistant Professor Dr. Jordan Lewis says people who feel like they're leaving a legacy or making the world a better place are also happier. For his doctoral dissertation, he surveyed Aleut, Athabascan, and Yupik elders in his home region of Bristol Bay. Lewis says some of them talked about how they overcame alcoholism, survived the suicide of a loved one, spent years gathering food from nature and practicing cultural traditions, and now want to pass on their experience.
Elders in the research I do now even talked about, if people will just give me the opportunity to share, or I have all this knowledge I want to share, because once I'm gone, the knowledge is gone. Having those opportunities gives them that sense of purpose, promotes their health, and they age better.
Lewis is studying elders' wishes to share what they know about subsistence, nature, or skills such as beading, kayak building, and language. He says healthy communities draw on their elders.
The benefits of the community is the history is there. They can learn their language. They know who their ancestors are, who they come from, where they're from. Because it's really important for Native people to know where they come from, to know where they're going. And so learning from their elders is really important because it promotes healthy families, healthy communities, and looks at this idea of preserving culture.
South Central Foundation Vice President Eileen Sylvester says respect for elders and heeding their advice is a big part of Alaska Native cultures. She says it's a value at the South Central Foundation and is reflected in the weight it gives to an elders council.
So we have an intern program because they brought that to us years ago. The need where they were watching their grandchildren, and they wanted to have them something to have something positive to do. So they are part of starting that discussion, and now we have an elder an intern program with 60 young people that come into the organization every summer, and about 15 in the winter time.
Teddy Mayak is 77, a retired civil engineer who grew up in the now-abandoned village of King Island. He says because of the close ties of everyone on King Island, its isolation from other communities and the need to work together, villagers were taught to keep a positive attitude, to be patient, and to treat others with kindness and generosity, values he wants to pass on to younger generations.
Let our people remember the good things. The honor, the respect, the love, the cohesiveness. It doesn't matter who it is, we have to honor them and bear with whatever comes between us. Confrontation is no good.
Melissa Heflin, an elder outreach coordinator for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, says her grandmother urged her and her children to learn the Inupiaq language, which helped her realize something about how she views herself and her culture.
It is important as an Indigenous person to be proud of your heritage and don't be shy to share it with others. Because when you put a mask over it, it just makes things more difficult. So like if you speak another language, speak it. It's part of who you are. If you eat another food, enjoy it. Because it's who you are. So if you're not proud of your heritage, then you're not proud to be yourself.
Another reason to spend time with elders is that as life expectancy increases, many of us will be traveling the road they're on and would benefit from learning how to live well with joy from retirement into our 80s and beyond. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.